It is January 10th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. JLN was delayed today because of an outage at a provider upstream from our website provider. We pull all the graphics for this newsletter from our website, which means that the layout of the newsletter will not work without our website being reachable. We apologize for the inconvenience. According to the New York Post, Goldman Sachs bankers have a name for the layoffs planned by CEO David Solomon. It's David's Demolition Day. If Coinbase keeps cutting 20% of its staff at a time, how many times until they have depleted their base? For you wine lovers or enophiles out there, the Wall Street Journal is offering guidance on the 9 best wine coolers and fridges to store your wine. The Mega Millions lottery has hit over $1 billion again for the drawing tonight. No one has picked the winning numbers in 24 straight drawings, so this may be your lucky day. Walt Lucan and the FIA have a 2022 year in review on the FIA's website, which rounds up some of our most important work on behalf of our member firms and what our association is doing to support and promote the cleared derivatives industry. You can read about the FIA's work in 2022 in such areas as commodities, clearing and trading, digital assets, sustainability, and more, Sarah Rudolph reported. There's a link in today's newsletter for the report. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Where regulators could reform Wall Street in 2023. Apart from the CFTC, regulatory agencies have a strong agenda to improve the protection of investors and markets. This is from Dennis Kelleher. The year looks to be both busy and consequential for the development of better protection for investors and markets in the U.S. The ongoing crypto carnage is the latest reminder of how important that is. In 2022, we saw the best of U.S. financial regulators in tackling the task along with some of the worst. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission returned to its core mission to protect investors, maintain fair, orderly, and efficient markets, and facilitate capital formation. This was despite sustained pressure from entrenched incumbent firms on Wall Street with their lobbyists and allies in Congress. On the other hand, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission seemed more focused on expanding its jurisdiction and becoming a key ally of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX and its former chief, Sam Bankman-Fried. My comment, the president of financial reform advocacy group Better Markets is a big SEC fan and just bashes the CFTC for getting too cozy with FTX and its leaders. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Why everyone should be able to understand code. Technical illiteracy is crucial for creating an informed citizenry. You are not expected to understand this. Those seven words, which appeared in the source code of Unix's sixth edition in 1975, have since been reproduced by computer geeks on t-shirts, mugs, jumpers, and with the inevitability of an unloved season, tote bags. The phrase's cultural afterlife and the reasons it has become a rallying cry for programmers everywhere inspire the titular essay in a new collection on the most important lines of computer code in human history and how the assumptions and choices taken by programmers shape our world today. My comment, does Pig Latin count as code? That was what we used back in the day. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The Mark Twain of cartels, rumors of OPEC's death have been greatly exaggerated. Remember all of those RIP, rest in peace, OPEC headlines? It turns out the cartel has the staying power of a Middle East autocrat. In fact, Goldman Sachs reckons oil now enjoys a revived and powerful OPEC put that will keep prices high. Goldman has gone back through all OPEC meeting announcements since it introduced production quotas back in 1983. As you'd expect, oil prices have tended to move a lot on the day of announcements, and quite a bit in the next 2 days. My comment, I want to hire Robin Wigglesworth's headline writer. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Microsoft considers $10 billion investment in ChatGPT creator. ChatGPT has crowned a year of advances for AI applications. OpenAI already working on next generation of technology. Microsoft is in discussions to invest as much as $10 billion in OpenAI, the creator of viral artificial intelligence bot ChatGPT, according to people familiar with its plans. The proposal under consideration calls for the Redmond, Washington-based software giant to put the money in over multiple years, though the final terms may change, the people said, asking not to be named, discussing a private matter. The two companies have been discussing the deal for months, they added. My comment, Microsoft buying into the idea of ChatGPT being a thing. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Finance meme account liquidity expands into Wall Street recruitment. Satirical media company partnering with executive search firm. Firms see massive opportunity to leverage it for recruitment. Litquidity, the digital media company closely followed by Wall Street's junior bankers, is expanding into their recruitment. The anonymously led startup, known for shedding light on everything from finance industry salaries to meal stipends, has launched an effort to land its followers roles at private equity firms, hedge funds, venture capital firms, and other alternative asset managers. My comment, you fish where the fish are, or in this case, where the junior bankers are. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was Viewpoint, Lessons from the Year of Crypto by FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan in FIA's Market Voice. Second was the U.S. is naive about Russia. Ukraine can't afford to be, from the Atlantic. Third was the Winklevoss twins are in a big mess and it has to do with crypto, from Fortune. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline is Death of Easy Money Creates Financial Upheaval Around the Globe, from stocks to bonds and from real estate to crypto. No corner of finance went untouched by 2022's interest rate chaos. Cheap money, an incredibly popular and influential feature of finance that led to a surge of wealth, speculative trading, and booms in ridiculous investments such as meme stocks and digital images of cartoon monkeys, died suddenly in 2022. It was 14 years old. Cheap money is survived by its estranged relative, expensive money. The death has been attributed to a surge in consumer inflation that forced central banks around the world to aggressively lift interest rates to the highest levels in a decade and a half. The end of cheap money has been mourned throughout the financial world, most loudly in the U.S. stock market, which saw its worst decline since 2008 amid the disappearance of what had come to be known as the Fed put, the belief that the Federal Reserve would always come to the rescue with a more market-friendly policy if stocks tumbled. Here's another story from Bloomberg. LME Nickel Review recommends tighter rules on market distortions. the London Metal Exchange should tighten its rules and enforcement processes to prevent risks of market distortions, according to an independent review of the events surrounding March's nickel crisis. The LME, which is also facing regulatory investigations from the UK's Bank of England and Financial Conduct Authority, appointed Oliver Wyman to conduct the review last year. It offers the first in-depth independent assessment of the crisis, which shook the global metals world and brought several of the LME's members to the brink of collapse. Nickel prices spiked by an unprecedented 250% in a little over 24 hours in a massive short squeeze centered on metals giant Tsingshan Holding Group Company, prompting the exchange to close the nickel market for a week, most controversially cancel billions of dollars of trades that took place at the highest prices. My comment, the Financial Times also has a story. You can click on a link in today's newsletter for it. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Bond markets flash warning signs about environmental catastrophes. Premiums on cat bonds rose after Hurricane Ian, other events. Higher interest rates means more alternative to esoteric bonds. Investors in the $35 billion catastrophe bond market are demanding the highest premiums in years to cover issuers against disasters as weather events become more extreme while interest rates rise. Margins on new issuances of catastrophe bonds covering U.S. wind events are now at the highest since 2019 at 5.3%, according to a report from reinsurance broker Gallagher RE. For other risks, the premiums offered are at the highest since at least 2017. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.